backbone. He's pushing from the corner of his eyes. But you can't tell by the shine on his shoes. He's working for the FBI. He's got an axe to grind, waiting for some guitar playing, gray smoking long hair. He got promotion on his mind.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
I was an innocent child till you taught me your style. Don't criticize me.
Wow, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Nina Simone, and welcome back.
Wow.
Listener, and Les Newman.
Hello.
To another hour of the new singles. This week, the 11th of September 1970. Only 43 singles released this week. I really feared that we wouldn't fill 2 hours. But I guess we might. We might just about make this, especially if we keep playing these duff B-sides. But they're not. They're not.
They're actually better than the A-side.
Yes. Yeah, we began with the B-side of Humble Pie's single on A&M Records, Strange Days. Mm-hmm. So Nina Simone, Whatever I Am, You Made Me, in brackets, on RCA Records. We began with Humble Pie, Strange Days. We both saw them at Hyde Park, Les.
Yep. And Grand Funk Railroad was on that.
Yes, I don't know how I forgot. How could I forget Grand Funk Railroad? The A side of the Humble Pie single was, first of all, we got someone knocking at the door here.
I reached out my arms.
I think we'd say,
and I touched you.
Not now, Des O'Connor, wouldn't we, Les?
Yeah.
With soft wounds.
Still alive. that you're gonna be my life. Gonna who do you, baby? Got you on my mind. Who do you, baby? Got you on my mind. When you feel my spell, darling, it will drive you right out of your mind. You a crazy little mama, and you know you can't be beat. I got something for you, baby, that is awful sweet. Come on, little mama, gonna knock you right off your feet.
Boop-bop-boodle-lam-bong. poodle and bum. Hey, shooby dooby and a boop pop poodle and bum. Hey, shooby dooby and a boop pop poodle and bum.
After you alluded to us being a couple of flapper girls last week, Les, that was called Scat from Canned Heat, the B-side of their future blues single on what must have been Liberty Records.
Yes.
And we began with Humble Pie and Big Black Dog on A&M. A great single.
That didn't really get anywhere. It was supposed to be the flagship single from the album, which is the first album they made with A&M Records.
Yep. Yeah,
but it never really got. It was released, but it never actually got anywhere.
What about the Humble Pie? Yeah,
you know where they got that name from, don't you?
Well, I've eaten a lot of it over the years.
No, exactly. But what when they were deemed to be the first supergroup?
Yes, they were.
So they said, "No, we're going to eat humble pie," and that's what they're going to call themselves.
Yeah, their first singer was Natural Born Boogie. Or Buggy. And yet they didn't sing that. They sang Natural Born Woman, didn't they? That was on Immediate Records. Just a one-off. Just like Fleetwood Mac, Man of the World was a one-off on Immediate Records.
Yeah, on Immediate Records, something old and went bust.
They did.
In 1969.
Yeah, yeah. While the other stations rock, we just chatter away.
I hope you enjoy it, listener.
I was listening to another radio station. They were saying, well, the other stations talk, we rock. I thought, hang on, that's not what we do, is it?
No.
But when we rock, we know how to rock.
We rock.
I'm going to play a tune for my oldest friend. Not the person I know who's the oldest, but the oldest friendship, which must go back to 1960 or even 1959 when I met Timothy at Newark Hill County Primary School. Are you out there, Tim? Yes, I know you possibly are. I'm going to play. This one's called Timothy. I don't think I should dedicate it to you because Timothy in this tune comes to a rather grisly end. These are the Boys, or the Buoys, if they're an American band, which I guess they are. Timothy. Say That was written by Rupert Holmes in an attempt to get
written by Holmes,
to get Rupert a band Holmes, to get a band single.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah,
it certainly wasn't
a song deliberately written to get banned, based on a theme of cannibalism. Holmes himself selected the group to record the song, although the Glass Prison had been his first choice. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Certainly wasn't singing about the Pina Colada song, was it? No. He wasn't singing about Pina Colada. Yes, a rather grisly end for Timothy. And, yes, I was talking about my mate Tim, who I met in, I think it could have been 1959. Certainly 1960 at Newark Hill County Primary School. In the must have met in the first year, infants. Gosh. Well, Magna Carta, let's stop maudling away here. Magna Carta and their Airport song on Vertigo Records.
Grounded, for the fog is down again. I should be leaving in the morning on a flight for Singapore. With a guitar and a suitcase and a face in a photograph. Sunday supplement, and still I can't forget. I should be leaving in the morning on a plane bound for the sun. With a guitar and a suitcase and a face in a photograph. The girl in information, with her eyes on half the nation, she's turning with a smile to break the news. I cannot quite believe it, but I thought I heard her say, the customs all have woken up, the fog is on its way. So I'll be leaving in the morning on a plane bound for the sun. With a guitar and a suitcase and a face in a photograph.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with Louise Chilton, which you know so well.
She made me cry, you know she done me wrong. She held my eyes open.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
We have no idea who that was. Well, I do. I can see who it was. That was Sheridan and Rick Price on the Gemini record labels. Sometimes I Wonder, preceded by Rod Stewart from the album Gasoline Alley, the Stones tune. It's all over now on Vertigo, 6086002. And preceding that, Magna Carta Airport song, also on Vertigo.
That was a nice track as well.
Yeah, what I don't understand is their Vertigo single was 6059013, and yet Rod's was 6086002. No rhyme nor reason. So I'd love to know how that new numbering sequence, how it worked out. Because I've noticed with the Polydor singles, they don't always start with the same four figures.
Yeah.
Same with Philips Group. So that's a task for somebody out there. Point us to an explanation of the new record catalogue numbering, which came in this year, 1970, round about Easter time. Instead of Vertigo singles being something like V01, they became 6059, etc. So let's play the other side of Sheridan and Rick Price. That's going to be Lightning Never Strikes. Then we're going to hear from Linda Ronstadt, Putney Bridge and Mama Bear.
Twice in the same place. Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B. The world treats me fine. And didn't she think I heard that old rainbow? She's lying and she knows it. She's lying and she shows it on the outside now. What happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside because it's cold out?
Team of PAs are unfortunately on furlough still, otherwise they would have pointed out to me, play Linda Ronstadt when you ramble on about Michael Nesmith writing Linda Ronstadt's Stone Pony single Different Drum on Capitol Records, that was. And prior to that, Sheridan and Rick Price and Lightning Never Strikes. That was really a really good one. That was the B-side.
That's interesting, because that was the B-side to the Brontosaurus single from The Move. The Move recorded it, because Rick Price was in The Move before he left and then joined with Sheridan. Interesting.
1 week we will have to dig out The Move's version. Well, at least one of the PAs is working, and that's you, Les. Putney Bridge. Have we ever heard of Putney Bridge on Chapter One Records? You're going to like this. This is another prog rock tune. It's called What's It All About?
What's it all about? Mother says you're out. Are you deceiving me? When I come around, you're not to be found. You keep mistreating me. Gone you are moving, everything's so fine. Only just watch the show. Time you didn't want to know. Oh, oh, oh.
listen, you always answer. No, 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 no. What more can I say? Stay another day. Maybe we could get by. What more can I do? If you won't be true, why should I even try?
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
There couldn't be nobody as happy as me. A boy with a girl who's so fine, as lovely as my Marie. Oh, lucky me.
My baby said yes. She didn't say no or maybe. She's my baby. My baby said yes. What a happy guy she's made me. She's my baby now.
I had a dream. I kept it inside of me. And now that my dream has come true, I'm living with you, Marie. Oh, lucky me.
My baby said yes. She didn't say no or maybe. She's my baby. My baby said yes. What a happy guy she's made me. She's my baby now.
She said there'd never be another man in her life.
Was that the same band that did Pasadena?
I've no idea.
1971?
You tell me.
Which was a reasonable hit. It had got a lot of airplay.
Mama Bear.
Mama Bear on Parlophone.
Yes,
records.
My baby
yes,
said
it
yes.
It would be the same. They also had a single called Sally Ann, apparently. But Mama Pasadena was very well played on Luxembourg and the BBC.
We're going to squeeze in, hopefully, kicking it back to you. I'm just scribbling this down there. Kicking it back to you by Eagle, not the Eagles, and that was on doesn't sound very organised at the end of this programme, does it? On Pi Records. We'll also hear Diana Ross and the Supremes, Ain't No Mountain High. You see, we have got a hit on Tamla Motown Records. Oh. And we might get to hear Five Flights Up. Or it could be Eddie Floyd. Let us see how we progress. Many thanks for listening, Les Newman. Be seeing you.
Be seeing you also. Be seeing you, listener. Stay safe.
Here we go.
I'll say sufficient things to really let you know. Please believe me, darling.
I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Song of the night, Les. Do What You Wanna Do.
A great tune.
That was by Five Flights Up.
Well, that's a fantastic tune, that is.
You clearly, you clearly knew that one, Les.
Yes. I don't know where from, but I know that tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back from that time, you know.
Yeah, well, it was from that time. Yes, these were the singles. 43 of them.
You played the Ashford and Simpson classic for the Supremes.
Mate, yeah, Ain't No Mountain. Yeah, high enough.
That was actually originally Dusty Springfield wanted to sing it.
Yeah.
And they played the song to her, but they decided against it because they thought they'd get more out of it by going to Motown. So Dusty could have had a hit with that as well.
She could indeed. Yeah, yeah. I think that was the Supremes from probably a few years earlier. Well, it's listed in the singles list as just Diana Ross.
Yeah.
But I think that was an earlier single than 19, an earlier tune than 1970. I could be wrong. These were the singles on sale from September the 11th, 1970. Only 43 of them, but we just about managed to get there in the end. We also heard Eagle Kicking It Back to You on Pi Records and Eddie Floyd, My Girl on Stax.
Yep.
Oh, yes, Magna Carta and Elizabethan.
All that I am and serve her
So have done. So we did have music to spare. Just
wow,
about had
good.
Music to spare, and still Des O'Connor.
Go on, play it. Go on, put it on the podcast. The day too.
I reached out my arms and I touched you with soft words. I whispered your name. I held you right on the tip of. I reached out.
I'll see if it gets any better, Les.
My
fingers to a love hidden deep in your heart. To the love hidden deep in your heart. It's a long, long way from the tip of my fingers to the love hidden deep in your heart. To the love hidden deep in your heart.
That was it.